Welcome back to Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. KY's Whitehead. Folks, what I think is interesting, to jump back into our conversation, Mayor Jack Young was asked about the violence that's been sweeping through our city. And I feel like we sometimes have the same conversations over and over again. The violence is sweeping through our cities. Well, it feels like it's getting worse. We had multiple shootings, 11 shootings in 8 different places, 4 people shot over here, 5 people shot over there. It's getting to the point now where Baltimore City is like the wild, wild west. That's how it feels. And so when they asked our mayor, who was the former president of the city council, for a solution about what we should do, his solution was to just put them down at the Civic Center, which we know is a Royal Farms Arena now, and let them just box it out, like something out of Fight Club or something. You know, whatever happens at Fight Club stays at Fight Club. Something out of Boys Town, USA, circa 1955, according to Christopher Cager. Like, that was his solution. Well, I think we need to talk about that, because a couple things need to be laid on the table. So, number one, it seems as if our young brothers in this city are completely out of control. So that's the first thing I want to kind of put on the table. They seem like they're completely out of control when it comes to this violence. Number two that I think we have to put on the table, it seems like our leaders have no viable solutions. Now, they may have solutions that they are holding close to their chest, you know, waiting until they can swoop in like the superhero and give it to us. You know what, folks? Our young people are out of control, young boys in particular. Number two, our leaders have no viable solutions. And number three, I think something that we can't dispute, summertime is coming. Why am I saying that? Because summertime in Baltimore City, if everything holds constant, like it's been almost every single year, violence goes up in the summer and it goes down in the winter. Why? Because it's too cold for folks to be out. It's hot, folks. It's breezy. It's beautiful outside. Folks come out. And we have 11 shootings, what, in 8 different places? Come on, folks. Come on now. So we got children out of control and leaders who have no solutions. I want to talk about that, and I want to talk to you about then what can we do. Is the answer to, as one of my callers said, let's just take them all. So just swoop through East Baltimore, Mondawmin Mall area, swoop through Edmondson Village, just swoop through, pick them all up and ship them to another country and let them work. Because somebody said that. Somebody said, hey, you know, maybe we just need to put them in jail. Because once you get in jail, your heart and your eyes and your ears are open to solutions. Folks, these don't sound like viable solutions. Send all of our young brothers to another country and let them do what? Work, job fair? Put them all in jail till we figure it out? We got to do better than that. So if you don't like Mayor Young's solution, I'm asking for some of yours. 410-319-8888. I have Patrick Scientific on the phone. He's the WEAA host of Audio Fusion. How are you, Patrick?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Just trying to figure out what we're going to do in this city, Patrick.
Well, I think that people want one solution. I don't think that's going to happen. You need like a bunch of different solutions to work with all the types of people. And as far as what the mayor said, I'm somewhat okay with it. I do believe that he needs to realize that, or everyone needs to realize that his solution, I believe, is based on the fact that the violence is going to happen. Obviously, you want to have other solutions to try to mitigate situations before they get to violence, or if you can have a sit down and squash a beef or whatever. But if it's got to knuckle up, if you got to knuckle up with someone, then find a way to control the violence. Because there's several situations where if someone did something to my wife, I don't want to hear anything about, I don't want to hear anyone talking to me. They got to get it from me. We're going to have to knuckle up. So if it's at that situation, can you control the violence as opposed to having like random violence in the city, innocent people getting hurt? Mm. And as far as the kids, there's a couple types of kids, I would say. Just my opinion.
Right.
They're the kids that'll actually knuckle up, which I'm thinking this might be good for them. If
right.
they have no
right.
other way to express themselves and they can, let them knuckle up. And then they're the kids that don't want to see a fist fight, they'll just shoot. This
Oof.
Solution that the mayor said will not work for them. They just ready to shoot someone. So I don't think it's a bad idea if implemented right and if there's other solutions involved as well. But you know, it's a viable solution, I think, and we should consider it. And if we can make it, doesn't have to be at the Civic Center. We'll go, I'll date myself, too. I remember when it was the Civic Center.
World Farms Arena.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, if they can learn boxing, a skill, you know, and then someone can talk to them, because to have boxing training, you know, you're going to have some discipline to it. So it's a potential where it could actually help someone. Even Muhammad Ali, when he got his bike stolen from him when he was younger, went to a boxing gym to make sure that no one did that anymore. So
okay. So maybe that's the idea. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe we do it.
That's what I think he was trying to say, but I think his the way he vocalized it, it was just bad. It's so many interpretations of it that it was said in a way that it could be interpreted very badly.
Yes, absolutely. So, I'm going to stop you there, Patrick Scientific. I thank you so much, folks. You can hear him right here on Audio Infusion. Yotopia chimed in online. He said maybe it's not the youth that are out of control. Maybe it's the leaders out of control. Also, Busy chimed in online to say he definitely agrees. So, folks, we're looking at a couple different things here about what we can do and how can we move this forward. If you don't like the mayor's solution, letting them punch it out, then what are we going to do? Because right now it's getting to be a little bit dangerous in this city. And I'm not saying that to be someone who's an alarmist or an extremist, but 11 shootings, 8 different places just this weekend? Come on. We have Ron on the phone from Baltimore. Ron, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I happen to agree with one of your previous callers who said the mayor's solution was asinine. It is totally ridiculous. And I agree with just the previous caller who said it's not one solution, it's a number of solutions. What the mayor is saying, you know what, I'm going to think of the cheapest way to get out of doing the right thing. I'm not going to double down on education, which everybody else in the country is doing. I'm not going to double down and point these kids towards things that they can actually use to make a living and create a life and support a family. Because that's what we're doing when we concentrate on kids' education and all those other skill sets that people have to deal with. If it's anger resolution, violence, all those kind of things, there are other ways to deal with that, number one. And if you say, well, what are other people doing? They're damn sure not opening up more boxing arenas.
Right.
I had a kid, my son had some self, you know, he didn't feel good about himself. I put him in karate for a hot second. He came out of that, he was a lot more confident, et cetera. Then he dropped that. He's an architect out in Los Angeles right now. I was not. So if you said to me, and we lived in very violent Los Angeles. I mean, guys were shooting up. We were doing it back in the 80s. And at one point, we lived across the street from Nicholson Guns, one of the most notorious housing projects in the country. But that was not the solution to say, oh, you know what? I really got to get my kid into boxing. It wasn't about boxing or karate for him to go out and say, okay, I can get off this anger. That was just a self-esteem issue. It lasted all of about 2 months, and it was done. But what was the most important thing that he had to be doing? Classwork, studying.
Yes.
All of those kinds of things. We had to surround him, bring his friends, and all of his friends came to my house.
I like that.
All of those people. We created an environment, a positive environment. It has nothing to do with that. If you want to play sports, that's fine. But this is the punk way, and I hate to say it like that, for city officials to kick the ball down the road. This is just totally crazy. Instead of saying, you know what, we're going to open up places where kids can think more creatively, and we're going to figure out a way to get them involved in something. I don't know what it is. I don't know how we're going to do it. But we're going to move them beyond those environments.
I like that. I like that. But maybe it's what you said, the fact that you were willing to lean in so hard, though, right? So it's not just that you laid out some options for your child. You also kind of transformed your home into a space where these things could happen.
And that's what we have to do.
Yeah,
we have to transform
like
our community. You got to say, you know what? If these kids want to play video games, they want to do this, they want to have boxing, we're going to create a reward system where you can go and all the computers are here, and you can, if you do these things, you can play games forever. It has to be a different way of thinking and engaging these young men and women.
And the
last thing I'm going to say to you, and then I'm going to get off the phone, is no. Our young men are not off the chain. They are not. a minority of them are off the chain. Some of them.
Well, the mayor said it's just 1%. I don't know if that number's too low or too high. 1% might be too low.
I think it's 8. The number is 8. I've covered this subject for years as a reporter for the LA Times and a lot of other publications. But anyway, it's 8%. That's the number. A cop came to me one day. Actually, a white sheriff in a county that was like, I don't know, 98% white. And he was trying to deal with juvenile justice in his community. And here's what he said. This was at a time when America was saying, let's lock up kids at 14. And their age was going that further down to treat them as adults. And he said, Ron, here's the real number. Is 8% of our kids are the hardcore kids.
8%.
If we arrest 100 kids, they're going to come to juvenile once. Some of them are going to come to juvenile twice. He said, but 8 out of that 100, those are the guys we got to concentrate on.
So that's what we need to find, the 8. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Folks, I like the idea. 8 out of 100. So we're not talking about working on the 100. We're talking about working on the 8%. If these numbers are holding true, then it's 8%. So you're saying that 8 out of 100 young black brothers in the city need to knuckle up or get locked up or get shipped out. 8%. Because that's what we're talking about. We got to do something because the city is out of control. If it's truly just 8%, they are wreaking a lot of havoc. They are small but mighty. Let's be very clear. Lucille from Mount Washington, how are you?
Good noon, Dr. K, and I'm going to send you over a box of tissues for the end of this week.
Oh, my word. You know, okay. I'm already, Lucille, getting choked up just thinking about it. Don't even take me down that path, Lucille. I'm trying to get through the ceremony without crying all my makeup off.
But for the topic of today, besides that one, you know, you got to spend money to make money. And I say that to say there's nothing wrong with Mayor Young's idea. Maybe there was more to it, but that's the only part that got out there.
Mm.
Back in the day, now, if my father was living, he'd be 96 this month. He would get in a lot of fights. Someone put him in boxing. That developed. He was very successful in it. But that's not the route he took. My father ended up going to college, Hampton, graduating, engineer, all that. In my lifetime, anyone who's been in some of the deadliest sports, karate, boxing, the discipline of where you got to get to before you could even throw a punch or kick your foot, that was where the learning really came in. Any discipline, music, the arts, they've been taken away from our children.
Yes, they have been.
If you bring that into the picture and someone finds out they're really good at something, they're going to concentrate, do that. It might not be the way we want it to be, but that would take them away from the violence. If we put the money into bringing back the rec centers, back in the day, there used to be Travis Winkie. He was a model, and he organized models. Everybody is going to be Beverly Johnson, Tyra Banks, but that gave the young ladies and some of the young men something to do that they enjoy.
I like that.
These young people who are in these marching groups, I don't know how many hours they must rehearse every week, every day, to get as good as they are. But that, I wonder how many of them stay out of trouble. Because they have something they found that they love.
And they have something to lose, right, Lucille?
Right,
they have something
to lose. If we open up some of the, and if you went to the Ravens, the Orioles, Under Armour, different businesses, I'm sure if the city went to them and said, if we can get this under control, that means the tourism will come back. People won't be afraid to come to Baltimore. So that means you'll make more.
I like that.
So we need to focus on our young people. And even if it's, I know it used to be a place.
I'm going to have you hold on one second. Lucille's phone is a little bit messed up. I'm going to keep going. Let me talk to Mac from Maryland. Mac, how are you?
Fine. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. So what do you think, Mac? Let him fight it out or not?
When I heard that, and a previous caller had said, what would the reward be? That idea is so asinine. Why don't you just keep them, don't feed them for 2 days before they fight, and just put a piece of raw meat in the middle of the ring.
Wow.
I mean, come on. Did they that statement reduced us to the most base instinct ever. I mean, it was horrible. But at least treat the black children here, treat them like they horses at the Preakness. Jack Young, Brandon Scott had to never say the Preakness benefits every single person in Baltimore. Treat our children, you know, with the same urgency. I mean, come on, it's horrible. But I would be remiss to not mention this. And a lot of callers, I'm 58 years old. When I born and bred here, I had something to do. My generation had something to do. The generation before, the kids don't have anything to do. But I would be remiss to say, in the mid-90s, with the mass incarceration by Martin O'Malley, they were young fathers.
Yes.
Who are getting in trouble today? The young sons. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, folks. We're laying this all out. I'm just saying that you can see a pattern here, because Mayor Young's mayoralship is not in the vacuum. It does stand on the shoulders of a number of policies that were implemented by past mayors. We can go all the way back. Like, people want to just blame the three sisters that were mayors, right? You just want to blame Dixon and Rollins, Blake and Pugh, but you got to go back. Like, you got to get into O'Malley's policies and how that really gutted our black community. You got to talk about who was president overseeing the implementation of policies here in Baltimore City. You got to talk about the book Medical Apartheid. Look at what Kennedy Krieger did when they experimented on black neighborhoods with lead poisoning. And folks, this right now, this violence we're seeing today, it didn't just start with little Tony, who's 15, shooting somebody. It's not starting there. This is a long-term plan. And what we're now seeing is some of the roots of decades of redlining, of oppression, of systemic inequality, of living, putting folks into apartheid food situations, lead poisoning, you know, structural failures in our education system. Like, what we're seeing now is a result of that. So just telling me that the solution is let them fight it out, what you're doing by saying that, you are ignoring the decades-old plan that got us here. And that's why we have to get to the root of this, folks. We have Kenneth on the phone from Baltimore. Kenneth, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. One thing we need to do is submit our letters and our ideas to the mayor. And this is what I did today. I would like to read just a small bit of the letter. I have created the idea called Summer in the Parks. The first annual Summer in the Park in Baltimore is the idea of Summer in the Park. The idea of Summer in the Park is to keep our kids out of the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
The caller back said that we need a place for our kids to go and to learn and to grow. This doesn't take a rocket scientist. We got plenty of parks in this city, okay? In the letter, I'm saying that this will harbor our kids in the park during the course of the day. You have KFC, McDonald's, Taco Bell, or whatever food service that want to contribute to give these kids lunch during the course of the day. Also, the city will cooperate. Local businesses can join in. We can also get college kids to come with book learning, arts and science, what do you call it, arts and crafts. And then the highlight of the day will be bringing local bands from the area.
I like that.
You know how kids love to dance and listen to music. We can also teach them guitar lessons, bongo lessons. These are the things that interest our children, you know. And at the same time, they won't be out in the street getting crossfired by bullets.
I like that idea, Kenneth.
So far as boxing and stuff like that, and I hope the mayor is listening, because this is a great idea as far as I'm concerned. So far as boxing, they can do that in the park with the proper people, with karate exercises and stuff like that. Our older kids can also make money by being watch-out kids for the little ones.
Right.
And also pick up trash and stuff at the end of the day. This is what Marion Barry, who was the greatest mayor I ever saw, did in Washington, D.C., and it was a tremendous success for many years.
All right, I'm going to stop you there. Thank you so much, Kenneth. So, folks, people are putting solutions on the table. Maybe that's how we combat this. Since we don't seem to like the fight it out concept, and we're not ready to sign them all up over at Umar's Boxing, which to me is a viable solution. Just take them to Umar. The 8% you're talking about, 8 out of 100, take them there. So if we can't get them to Umar, nor do we want them just fighting it out in the ring while we're all watching. I don't know if we pay to see that. I have no idea what he's talking about with that. There's got to be some middle ground, because right now, if we don't do something to double down and get the city out under control, no one's going to be able to live here comfortably or safely over this summer. We have Kim on the phone from Maryland. Kim, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay, I've been listening, and people have been coming up with some really great solutions. The caller that just called pretty much targeted what I wanted to say. We need to deal with changing the concept, the mind concept of child. Putting them in the ring and letting them box it out, that doesn't change what got them there. And that's to assume that these problems are simplistic and not drug and gang-related. So that's doesn't seem like a viable solution, but if we work on changing the child to have some mental wellness involvement, it should be just like a child goes to school and takes art and music, there should be a mental wellness class where you learn how to deal with your solutions, with your situations. We can't change their neighborhoods or change their parents, but we certainly can give them some ammunition to deal with it. And to involve them in exercise. Most of
our
children are very complacent, sit around, play games. They need to get
let's get some exercise. Now, I got to go. I got to stop you here, Kim. Thank you so much. So exercise on the table. Folks, look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Lee, Brother Haki, Troy, Donna, Verlene online. I'm going to take it in that order, but I'm going to keep a line open for you. 410-319-8888. Come on and chime in on this. Dr. K, I'm Dr. K.Y.S. Whitehead. This topic has got people going because it was said by our mayor. Jack Young is our current mayor. So when you put a solution on the table, we actually move with this. I think that's the power of being mayor, right? So when the city council president says something, I think it's interesting. And we may have a discussion about this. When the mayor says it, it sounds like a solution because the mayor is in a position to put money behind this. When the mayor is moving with a wave, many of us move right along. People are like, why are you talking about that? Mayor Jack Young offered this as a solution. And so it actually matters. We follow the mayor with a closer lens than anyone else in this city, because who is the most powerful person in Baltimore City? The mayor. It's just like when Trump says it, whether you like him or not. When he speaks, the world listens. Not because he's more intelligent, not because he's more brilliant, not because he's a stinking genius, but because he is the president of the United States of America. Love him, hate him, leave him or not. When he speaks, the world listens. When the mayor speaks in Baltimore City listens. Our mayor offered this up, which is why we are exploring it. Because when the mayor speaks, things happen. We have Lee on the phone from Baltimore. Lee, how are you?
Yeah, I know. How you been, Dr. K?
I'm doing well. So what do you think, Lee? I mean, there seems to be a couple different solutions. Do we let him knuckle up or what?
First of all, I like what you just said about it, not because he's intelligent or more brighter, but the thing is, that was kind of crazy. I mean, that's still like a inciting the law of violence, because you fight them down for a match, they go in there and get to fighting, and whoever lose, you know what I mean, they ain't feeling it. So what they gonna do? They might come outside and go look for that person. Might not be that day, might be a week later. So that wasn't too bright or too smart to say that. And as far as you saying, Martin O'Malley, funny that you said that, because I, like 3 weeks ago or so, I heard him talking on the radio or rumors about Martin O'Malley posing in a meeting with Jack Young and Brandon Scott. Now, Brandon Scott, he was on Mad Pew. I ain't a favorite fan of her, but he was on her at certain points, so we got to keep our eye on him. Now, if it's true that Martin O'Malley is calling shots, we might need, when they had that vote, we might get somebody else in there. We might get Jack Young up out of there.
Come on. Come on. I think we need some real solutions, right, Lee? I think we do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, right now.
We need some real solutions.
And not only that, Dr. K, you remember when all this was going on with Kathy Crew, Jack Young came out and said he didn't want the job.
Yep. And he's now stepping in and embracing his role. He is truly our mayor. And that's not a bad thing, folks. I am in no way. So don't start calling me saying I'm attacking the mayor. I'm not attacking the mayor. I'm only looking at what the mayor said. I want to point out something I saw here on Twitter. Folks, remember when Jack Young made this statement, and Seifu on Twitter pointed out, he said the Civic Center. He didn't say a gym. He said a civic center. And what do you do at a civic center? You go and you watch things happen. So that's people sitting up and watching young black men resolve their conflicts by beating the heck out of each other. Like, we are animals, folks. I mean, I'm getting a lot when you talk about taking us to the civic center. He did not say take them to a gym. He did not say, take him to, take him somewhere, like to the auditorium, something where there's few people. No. A civic center is huge. Put him in the ring, and let's watch young brothers beat the heck out of each other. That is the part that got me. The arena, the place. This is not a sport that we're paying for. We're getting young brothers who are getting ready to shoot each other. And we want them to go in the ring. So now, what's going to happen when the members of the neighborhood show up? So say, we have Tony on one side, and he's from neighborhood A. And Tony doesn't get along with John on the other side, who's from neighborhood B. Because neighborhood A and neighborhood B, they don't get along at all. So we're going to bring everybody from neighborhood A and neighborhood B together to watch John and Tony just fight it out. Like, how are we going to stop fights from happening between people who are watching this? And what does it say to the world about how black folks have an inability to talk through our difficulties? No, we don't do that. We got to beat the heck out of each other or shoot and kill each other, because those are the two extremes that are on the table right now. Brother Haki from Maryland, how are you?
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. K. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, his comment, we would like to give him the benefit of the doubt that, I mean, in general, I hear a lot of people saying statements like, put them in a boxing ring, let them, but that's not, like, practical or reality. I mean, it made me think, Dr. K, you saw Django, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you remember that part where the two black men?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fight it out.
It made me think about that, and then made me think about how, I don't know the factual aspects of the Roman, the Colosseums, where, you get the gladiators and they come and fight and everybody cheer to, people were poor, so they had to entertain the masses. And then they say, okay, bring out the lions now. We need more.
We just need more bodies. We need more bodies quickly because the lions are hungry. Oh, yes.
Right.
Oh, yes. I got a real concern about it.
Yeah, well, I have to assume that, that's just kind of frustration. But, you as the mayor, you got to stick to what's practical, what you're working on. You just can't put out there, things like that, because it diminishes, what tangible things that we can do. Now people distracted with this.
Yeah.
And there are tangible things that people can do that, concrete, that affect our community.
Both distracted and concerned, mind you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Brother Hakim. Keep going through the calls, folks. We have Troy on the phone from downtown Baltimore. Troy, how are you?
Good afternoon, people. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Three or four quick points. These children in Baltimore City belong to their parents. However, the parents cannot do everything. When I was growing up, we had companies come in and participate and help the children, introduce them to real business, real entrepreneurship. We need to advocate for some of these businesses to come back and meet us with partnership.
Yes.
And help our youth form their minds, create their minds, develop their minds. Secondly, we also need to stay active in PTA. A lot of parents are not in PTA, and they have no clue as to what's going on in the school. And when something happens, every mama and daddy is running up to the school and auntie, oh, where is such and such, such and such. Pay attention and be responsible adults and get on the company to assist us, because we cannot do it without ourselves. We have all kinds of programs that are there that most of the parents won't include them in. They will only include them in dance.
No, I like that. I like that. Other solutions here.
We have to educate our parents, our children. I'm sorry.
We have to.
We cannot do it alone.
All right, I got to stop you there, Troy. I'm so sorry. Folks, we're going to hold you just about 90 seconds here. We want to make sure we get everybody in before we have to go for the day. We have Donna on the phone from Baltimore. Donna, how are you?
How you doing, Dr. K?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, I'm appalled what he said. I was stunned myself. It's interesting. A lot of our politicians come out of these communities that are shooting and killing each other. They grew up, their families grew up in those communities. So our politicians have to be careful, because when you grow up in those kind of communities, you got to be careful what comes out your mouth in reference to how we're going to handle it. A couple of calls back, the gentleman talked about the different levels of kids who do a first offense juvenile, then a second.
Yes.
And when they get to the third, that's basically how we need to start addressing. We have to get to these young people before they get to the second and the third. We need to come up with programs to get them out of the community, that the money that the mothers get to care for them or supposedly care for them, that money needs to go for their care. We have to get them, if we have to take them out of the state to get them into your private schools and something, we have to also start addressing that level.
I like that.
My final thought is we have to start having this dialogue about drug exposure. It's not just the lead that's caused the brain injury, the emotional issues and the violence. It's the drug dealing.
Yes. Yeah, so
these kids are born, some of these kids, we have a percentage of them that are born drug exposed. We have not talked about the long-term effects of drug exposure that these kids were exposed to when they were babies, when they were infants or in utero. And we have to follow. And there's documentation that follows those kids, because I have a guard niece who was drug exposed. And at 14, it cost probably $50,000 a year to deal with the damage that drug addiction did to her brain when she was born. So we have to look at the long-term effects of drug exposure, then after that, the lead paint exposure, and then nutritional exposure to these children to get them to the point where they are now, especially our young men.
And I'll stop you there. No, thank you so much, Donna. Verlene on the phone from Towson. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Dr. K? I'm very well, thank you. I would like to start by saying that I'm concerned about our mayor, because his solution, I think, is very short-sighted. It's a solution to a symptom that's very much connected to the symptom, gun violence and violence.
Yes.
I can't understand why he would think that a young person who's about to get a gun and shoot someone would say, okay, I changed my mind. I want to go down to the civic center and box it out with this person. It's already too late to get the group of people that you would want to be engaged in that to do that. And I think a caller mentioned it earlier that just because you fight it out, that doesn't mean you're not going to go get a gun.
Right, you're absolutely right. Depending upon what happened.
Right, and I had a young cousin who he and his best friend got into an argument. And my young cousin was successful in beating up his friend. His friend went home and got a gun and came back and shot and killed my young cousin over a little argument.
Wow.
So they fought it out, but he
still ended up in violence. I'm so sorry to hear that.
And I think the mayor is short-sighted in that.
All right, we've lost Verlene. So sorry. We have Victoria on the phone. Victoria's a new caller from Baltimore. Victoria, how are you? Welcome to the family.
Well, how are you doing, Dr. King?
I'm doing well.
Thank you for opening this topic up.
Thank you.
I just want to say that boxing is a trained sport. Mm. It's not a substitute for violence, unless people are willing to go be trained in a sport, you know?
Right.
But what I'm looking at is, our kids have so much social media that one child, because, you know, I've got great nieces, and this goes across to girls, too, and we're not talking about that. And girls get jumped just as much as boys get jumped. And, you know, my great nieces, 14, 15.
You notice he didn't mention girls. He's saying just put the boys down there to fight it out.
Well, this violence goes everywhere, so it's crossing the line. But what I'd like to say is we have to look at social media. We have to look at getting back into the neighborhoods and making strong neighborhoods. And social workers, like I'm a social worker, we should be back in the communities helping people to identify what is needed to keep kids together, to keep them off the street, to occupy their minds.
Right.
Programs, summer programs, like it's summertime now. What's happening? There's no job training. I went out and really advocated to find jobs for my two great nieces, and I was lucky enough to get somebody to hire them at Taco Bell.
No, I'm saying, but it gives them something to do. I mean, that the thing that you're saying,
you've got to give them something to do.
The last thing they need
and
is to sit around.
And if you can earn some money and learn how to work and have that enjoyment of getting money, that really, really steps up the plate for youngsters.
All right, I got to stop you there, Victoria. I'm so sorry. We have Jay on the phone, new call from Baltimore. Jay, how are you? Welcome to the family.
Hello, how you doing today, Dr. K?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, well, first of all, I'd just like to say Baltimore got some of the most respectable little thug problem kids ever. A lot of these, like the man said, 8%.
I want to make sure. I'm sorry. I don't think I heard you correctly. You said Baltimore's a lot of respectable thugs. Did you use the term thugs?
I mean, these kids, they the wildest kids you will ever meet. But guess what? They are so respectable.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Pushed to the edge. I mean, like, I done seen the panhandler kids. I done seen kids. They open the door for me. They look like they could really stab me. They could really kill me. But the whole key is the kids here need to be taught respect.
Okay, now, hold on now. I'm getting a little confused here because I thought you said that they are respectful. So you're saying they're not respectful? They hold the door for you, but they don't.
No, listen. The ones that don't have respect, most of the problem kids these days, they just need a lesson in respect.
Oh, you mean that 8% we're talking about?
Right.
The 8%.
It's not going to be a program down the firehouse. These kids too far gone for that to come look at the fire engines. And
oh yeah, well they're too old for that. But so you you think they should knuckle up, or you're saying sit them down somewhere and teach them how to respect?
Now I'm sure when we talking about knuckling up and all that, I'm sure we took 3 seconds out of his press conference or whatever. But if you was to organize this and have no phones, each kid get a trainer. Because see, what happens is beef rouge. It's not like you're going to have a gun and they're going to say, stop the fight. Let's go down to the Civic Center.
This stuff
that's going on in the neighborhood that maybe you could get the representatives. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's. I'm not saying that will work and that nor is that the best idea. And you don't really want to fight fire with fire in these situations. But I'm just saying that we probably took 3 seconds out of that.
Well, I'm going to stop you there. Now, folks, I want to make a note that it was not even a press conference. I want to be clear. It wasn't that Bear Jack Young gave a press conference about boxing. It was he was with Marilyn Mosby. They were at a big event, like Stop the Violence event, and they just asked him the question. So it wasn't that we took out the clip. That was the clip. What you heard was what he said. We didn't do any edits on it. We didn't pull out. But that's exactly what he said in answer to the question. He was talking off the top of his head. But we're just kind of exploring it because it is important. It was an event that he went to. We have Michelle on the phone. Michelle, the new call from Baltimore. Michelle, how are you? Welcome to the family.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't want to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
You got a new generation. A lot of these children are angry. They have younger parents. They're raised differently. I think
we have to start with the community. We have to get the community involved. We have to start with these parents and start to build them back up. A child can't raise a child.
So we need to, in addition to maybe looking at Mayor Jack Young's solution, you're saying double down and do something with the parents as well.
Listen, I was raised by my grandparents, and they raised me awesome. But I also, in return, because they raised me, I had my two great nieces for the last past 10 years. They're 9 and 11. Their mother has 10 children. There is no one, no social workers, that can stop her from having her children. They just keep allowing it and allowing it. A lot of children are angry because lack of the father or lack of the mother. We have to have more. I just moved to Baltimore. Baltimore, I think, is a great city. Need more community.
Right.
More wrecks. More. Back in the day, we had arcades. You know, we had cheerleading, dance teams. And it was free. You know, things.
Right. So we just need more activities. Maybe not just boxing. But think if we bring in Umar's boxing folks, we bring them in along with some of these other solutions, maybe we have something. Thank you so much, Michelle. We have Marsha on the phone. Marsha's a new caller from Pikesville. How are you, Marsha? Welcome to the family.
Good afternoon, Dr. K. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, I was calling in reference to that. I've been listening in and, you know, some of the statements that were being made today. And I think that, I mean, I was raised in the city, and they had camps and things, you know, for us to do when you were coming up. So every summer, my parents would put, it was three of us, and put us in these camps. And, you know, we don't have any camps in the city, hardly. We've gotten so far away. There's no activities like the other caller was saying. We need activities and outlets and something for the children to do to keep them busy. The parents are not keeping their kids as busy like how they used to. It was important for my parents to keep us in activities so that we would, you know,
right. Not
be just out on the streets, just out and about or getting in any type of trouble. And there's three of us, three girls. And we never got into any trouble, but I'm just saying the youth out here need some outlets. Like in D.C., they have a lot of free items and things that they have in D.C. We need here in Baltimore, especially in the city. They need to probably look at that and mirror some of the things that they have, some of the camps, and get these kids off the street and into some camps or into some programs that can assist these kids.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Marsha. Folks,
Thanks. We're
just trying to look at what the mayor said, and we're trying to offer some other solutions. I mean, Fight Club may not be the best solution, right? Just having them punch it out at a civic center while we're all watching, no. But there has to be something here. We have Leo Burris on the phone from Bolton Hill. Leo, how are you?
Dr. K.Y.'s Whitehead, I'm fine, and I'm flabbergasted.
Oh, yes.
I don't understand why the mayor wouldn't have just said, I saw him on TV when he made the statement, but I don't understand why he wouldn't have said, well, I'm going to invite everybody to City Hall or to the War Memorial Building, and we're going to have a series of City Hall or Town Hall meetings or summits, and I want to hear your ideas on how we can solve this problem. You just don't talk off the top of your head. He wants the parents, the community, the church leaders. You're seeking solutions. You're not coming out with just something off the top of your head. To Mayor Pugh's credit, she did begin a program with the Squeegee Boys, providing funding for $2 million. I don't know whether it's going to go forward.
I don't know either.
But at least she said it would focus on entrepreneurial skills for these young folks who wanted to work but needed direction. And that's the kind of thing we should hear.
But I also don't think, Leo, just to add to that, I don't think after a certain level that you no longer talk off the top of your head. I think that as mayor, your words have a lot of weight to them, which is why we spent 2 hours talking about it. So I think that's part of the work you have to do. You just can't speak anymore.
I still think he should say what I asked my city councilman, Eric Costello, to say, and that is they're going to fully fund YouthWorks as a year-round program for young people and not claim that they're $2 million short. They've got the money, fund apprenticeship job training programs across the board, and I would offer up my program, Roots of Scouting. We're kicking off a On the Right Track Racing Miniature Cars STEM program on the 13th of July. We're meeting on the 17th of this month at the Church of St. Cecilia. and I want to give my phone number. We want people to come
out. Hold on your phone number. I'm going to have you give it to Justina so people can get it there. Because I know you have the Skype. We talk a lot about your program, which I know is amazing. If you could just give the number, Leo, to Justina. Because we also, Justina and I are planning, we want to be out in the community this year, this summer. And so we want to be out there as well. Folks, a number of you have contacted me about the meeting for the Youth Summit. You said you could not make it tonight. You needed a little bit more time. So we're setting our meeting. We're having our first meeting for anybody who wants to be involved with helping us to plan for the youth, the citywide youth summit. We will have it next Monday right here at the studio at 5 p.m. You asked me for a little bit more of a heads up. Next Monday, 5 p.m., we're going to remind you every single day this week so you can plan for it to meet us here so we can have a meeting about the Citywide Youth Summit because, folks, it seems right now we need it more than ever. And we're not talking about letting our kids knuckle up. We're talking about getting some real solutions to lean in and help our young people. I have Antoinette on the line from Baltimore. Antoinette, how are you?
Hi, Dr. K. I miss you so much. I've been on the train. But anyway, real quick, thank you for taking my call, and I just wanted to comment. So what I see is there are different levels of the violence. Mm. But from where I stand, and I'm real radical,
right?
We need to start looking at ways that we can centralize, because if the gunfighting and the violence is directly related to substance abuse and drug distribution, we need to centralize those folks who are suffering from chronic substance abuse and those rival gangs who are trying to sell narcotics to these people. Put them in one location so they're not fighting over
there. You go.
That's the reason why they're fighting. And then the other suggestion that I had for those parents, like one of your callers just mentioned, who don't understand how to properly parent their children, because as you know, we don't get the chance to choose who our parents are going to be. And our children are going through this dysfunction and this discord. Social workers, like another caller mentioned, need to be directly involved at the community level, at the school level, at the pediatrician's level. Let these social workers get involved directly doing one-on-one case management.
Yes, there you go.
Intervention.
I like
that. To make sure that children are living viable, healthy lives so we can prevent them from turning into thugs. That's my suggestion.
I agree with you. Folks, what's interesting is that something came across Twitter from the ACLU. And the ACLU is calling on public and elected officials in Maryland to not use any disparaging or dehumanizing language about people of color, especially black children. So now, I want you to think about what happened down at the harbor and the ways in which the language was used to describe our kids down at the harbor. Flooding the harbor, out of control, need to be contained. We don't know what to do. How can we stop them, stop the threat? You couple that with, hey, let's put them down at the Civic Center and let them just fight it out. Folks, language matters. The ways in which we define our children, it matters. The ways in which we describe our children, it matters. I have Dwayne on the phone from Baltimore. Dwayne, thank you for holding, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Dr. K?
I'm doing well.
Hey, look, you know, haven't we talked about this 100 times before?
Oh, let them knuckle up? No, I mean, you know, all these type of solutions.
No, we've been talking about these type of solutions, like, as long as I've been in Baltimore, listening to your show and Verizon.
Oh, yeah, come on, Dwayne, come on.
All the same solutions, but we got to be honest at some point and just say that it's really not that important to us, okay? It's really not that important. It's great to talk about. It's great for us to get on here and give our great opinion, our thought process, our great solutions, and all the solutions are great. You know, but, you know, I don't care how many rec centers you build, how many activities you create, all the kids ain't going to go to them. The bad kids are not going to go to those activities. You see what I'm saying?
I mean,
you know.
Not the bad kids, the 8% we're talking about, right?
Yeah, they don't hang out at those rec centers. Those rec centers aren't fun. The streets are fun. You know, selling drugs and getting into fights and all that kind of stuff, that's exciting. Going to some rec center to, you know, play on some plate checkers or football or whatever, that used to be fun to those kids, but these kids, that's not their thing. That's not their bag.
Now I'm going to stop. You there, Dwayne. Folks, I'm telling you, we're at an impasse here. We got violence in the city. We got to figure out what to do about our young people. We got summertime coming. We have leaders that don't seem to have any viable solutions. Like, we are in a box. But you know what, folks? I have a solution for getting us out the box. How about we focus on saving ourselves? That's how we get out of the box. We don't wait for the leaders to put us in the ring and have us fight us out. We do it ourselves. We figure it out on our own. This is Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. K. Wise Whitehead. Make an appointment. Meet me back here tomorrow at 3. Why don't we talk through this together and make a plan and meet me on Monday at 5 so we can meet in person and plan out a citywide youth summit. We can save our children ourselves. Keep it here for the Culture with Faraji, folks. It's been an honor and a pleasure, and I'm delighted to be back with you.